Good morning, church. I grew up in a non-Christian home. It was a loving, caring, compassionate home, but Christianity played very little part in our lives together as a family. And it was a very kind of secular environment. And so when I think about time in particular, the week for me, the first day of the week was always a Monday. And the last day of the week was a Sunday. When I became a Christian, I soon found out that in Jewish thinking, in Jewish culture, the first day of the week was a Sunday, and the last day of the week was a Saturday. Sabbath rest the Jews celebrated together. I say that because today is Palm Sunday, and in Jewish minds, it was the first day of the week. And so we enter into the last week of Jesus's life today. And it's interesting that when you look at Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, for each of them, over half of their gospels is spent on the last week of Jesus's life, starting today on Palm Sunday. And when you think about it, that's a very strange thing to have all those four writers spending so much on that last week of Jesus' life, so much time in that last week. And it surely should bring to our attention the fact that this last week and the events of this last week of Jesus' life are supremely important and significant in the purposes of God. I can think of no biography written anywhere in the world about anyone where that biography contains half of it in the last week of the person's life. So it's a very important time, and I'd like to request of you that in this week starting today, we think about these events that are being brought to our attention through this week, particularly climaxing in the death of Jesus upon the cross. Now, the weeks before, I've been going through Mark's gospel in particular, preparing for Easter. And Mark's one of those gospels which is a little bit different from the others in the sense it's very kind of blunt, to the point. If you read Mark's gospel in the original Greek, it's kind of, he tells a story, stops, then he tells another story, stops. There's no introductions. Jesus did this, Jesus did that, then he did this. It's very kind of staccato in that kind of sense. And rereading Mark's gospel over the last 3 or 4 weeks, I noticed again the fact that Jesus is very reticent, very reluctant in Mark's gospel to share his identity publicly. There are a number of occasions when Jesus performs miracles, for instance, and he tells his disciples, don't tell anyone. Remember that famous story where Jesus is transfigured, the glory of God shines through, and three disciples see that glory. He comes down from the mountain and he says to his disciples, don't say anything to anybody until the Son of Man has risen from the dead. They don't understand what that means, risen from the dead at that point, but they're told not to say anything. And in that classic situation in Mark 8, where Jesus asks his disciples, who do people say that I am? And they say, well, some say you're Elijah, some say you're one of the prophets. And then Jesus says, who do you say that I am? And they answer, you are the Christ. He tells them not to say anything to anybody. And scholars have noticed this, and they call it the messianic secret. Jesus is reluctant to share with people who he is early parts of his ministry. But I want to say today, when we get to Palm Sunday, that all changes. Jesus here on this Palm Sunday makes it very clear who he thinks he is and who he wants the people to know who he is. He is the Christ. And in riding in to Jerusalem on that donkey with his followers celebrating him arriving, he is fulfilling an ancient prophecy found in the book of Zechariah. I'd like to read out some words from Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. And it's my view, and I think it's the majority view of biblical scholars, that when Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, he had this very much planned. It was not a whim. It was planned. Jesus has set it all up so that he would be fulfilling this prophecy found in Zechariah. Up to that time, as I say, Jesus had been reluctant to share who he was publicly. Now, riding in on a donkey in this way, people would know that he is claiming to be the Messiah, the Christ, the anointed one of God, through whom God's purposes would now be fulfilled. And the religious authorities who knew the scriptures knew what was going on. They knew Jesus, by riding in on a donkey, was claiming to be the one prophesied in that great Old Testament prophet book, Zechariah. And Zechariah, if you read it, is full of messianic expectation. It's full of messianic hope. And the religious leaders, whether it be the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the teachers of the law, knew what Jesus was doing. He was proclaiming himself to be the Messiah, the promised one of God. And they didn't like it. Jesus had clashed with the religious authorities time and time again in his earthly ministry. But now they were determined to get rid of this man who they felt was making this false claim. And so the religious leaders got together, they worked in concert, and now we have the beginning of the opposition, which would climax in Jesus' death on the cross on Good Friday. So on this Palm Sunday, it's a celebration, but it's more than that. It's Jesus making a great claim to be the promised one of God, the anointed one of God, the Messiah, the Christ. And as we go into this week, Easter week, start here, this great claim, and then we go through to Good Friday and the death of Jesus, and then next week we come together on Easter Sunday, where God himself will vindicate that claim of Jesus to be the Messiah when God raised him from the dead. All that Jesus said about himself would be vindicated next Sunday, would be proved to be true next Sunday when we come together to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. Amen.